We learned yesterday on Bnei Ame Haaretz that they are nefeshot yekarot, precious souls, about the tshuva. Ela shehem katziporim ha'achuzot bapach, just they're like birds that trap. How can we see their beauty and their glory? Ela al yedei Torahtam, just only by their Torah. Kshanu roim shehem talmidei chachamim, when we see that they become to be talmidei chachamim, b'yado sheyesh lahem nefesh yekara. So then for sure they have a precious soul. Bechol haTorah shehem megalim, and all of the Torah that they are revealing, hakol gilui lehashochet. It's all revealing to that ritual slaughterer that we spoke about him. That they have a horrible ability to ruin, to spoil. He was the one that caused that soul to go down with the fact that he wasn't fulfilling his job like he was supposed to. Ki ha-nefesh, because the soul, he b'chinat Torah kanal. It's in the aspect of the Torah like we learned. V'ha-Torah she'em egalim b'nei ame ha-aretz, and the Torah that they are revealing, the children of the ignorant people of ame ha-aretz, em b'chinat nitzasot. In aspect, it's an aspect of sparks. V'olah la-shechina, and it's rising to the shechina, v'b'chinat mayin nukvin, in the aspect of feminine water. V'b'chinat, in the aspect of chazi b'mai b'raka atena. Hashem Yitzbarach is saying, look what my children are bringing. Look what they have to bring. ובשביל זה צריך לכבדם, and for that you need to respect them. כי על ידי הכבוד יתגלה ביותר התורה מהתעלמותה. Because by that honor, the Torah not going to be revealed from being hidden. Haino ha-nefesh means the spirit. When you respect someone, you let him grow. And when you don't respect him, you deny him, you close him, you don't let him speak, you don't let him talk, you don't let him reveal himself. That's a problem. That's a horrible, horrible thing. When you respect your wife, you can see with time that she's going to have a lot more to say to you. And it's a problem. You stand in a situation that it becomes to be harder and harder, and you respect her more, and you build her to have the power to fight with you, to argue with you, to rebuke you, and you say, hey, what's going on? I'm respecting her. I give her more power, and she's using that power against me. Why you feel like that? Because you don't really want to commit yourself to Hashem. If you would understand that by giving her power, you're fulfilling your job in the world, and you're keeping the obligations that Hashem told you, that you're obligated to respect your wife, to honor your wife, and now that you gave her the ability to be who that she is, now she can reveal to you who that you are. And she's helping you to do tshuva. And that's one aspect that we can talk about it for hours on Shalom Bayit. But there's another aspect. The other aspect is with tzaddikim, with righteous people. Righteous people have something inside of them that they are in the aspect of a husband to a wife, that the wife is Am Yisrael. A righteous man, he's supposed to respect his students. He needs to be there for them. He needs to listen to them whenever they need to talk. He needs to cancel himself to his students. It's the same work of Shalom Bayit that a husband had with his wife, a rabbi have to have with his students. Because like that, the woman, she doesn't have that, Nashim Datan Kala. Her wisdom is light. She's not learning and working on herself like you're supposed to. And you are commanded to support her and to help her and to listen to her and to honor her and to be there for her and everything for her. So also Harav is commanded to be there for you. And when Harav is doing it with his students, that he let them be who that they really are, so they can help him to understand who he really is. Like that it's written, Mitalmidai Yoter Mikulam. for my students, I learned more than I learned from all of my rabbis. But this is a very, very, very hard test. Very hard test. Very hard test. Why? Because like you, when you're a husband and you look at your wife and you feel that you have more wisdom than her and you know more how to behave and you have more polite and you're more civilized, this is what you imagine to yourself, that you have things that you see that she don't hold that level. You can hold yourself longer, you can listen longer, you can hold yourself more, you're not exploding, you're not collapsing, you're stable. So then you can become very fast, you can become in a very fast way to be arrogant, because you feel better than her. And that's the test for tzaddikim, for righteous people, that really they look at themselves and they see that they're holding a total different place. Really, they're holy, they're glued to the Torah, they don't care about nothing else, they love Hashem, Hashem is answering all of their prayers. Amazing life, they live something, they see they have divine spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, every question that someone asks them, they know the answer, they know how to make moves, how to do things, Hashem is answering all of their prayers. Something unique, something special, not everyone have that. So now, that person's students needs to have a lot of rachmanut, a lot of seata dishmaya, that he will not going to fall to that imagination that he's better than them. Because if he's going to think that he's better than them, he will not going to have time for them. He will not going to be able to cancel himself to them, to listen to them, and to hear them. And if he will not going to respect them, he himself going to lose from that. What he going to lose? He's going to lose them. Like a person can lose his wife. He can lose his wife. Why can lose his wife? Because he's disrespecting her, because he's not listening to her, and she needs to close herself and to close herself and to close herself. And the end is that she will not going to close herself forever. Just one day she's going to open herself to someone else, to something else. She's going to decide. It can be her career, it can be her family, it can be that she's going to decide that she's going to marry someone else. It can be a lot of things. Because you suffocated her, because you choked her, you didn't let her breathe, you didn't let her express herself, so she wants to go. She doesn't want to stay in that situation. And it's very dangerous when we're talking about Torah. Because in Shalom Bayit, so this is something that I realized, that when you have problems, when you have issues, so okay, the worst that can be, it's one house in the world. And even Chas Shalom, if the worst thing is happening, so okay, nothing, no harm is done. Okay, it's one house. Of course that every soul is important and everything, but when you talk about a rabbi with students, when you talk about the way that the Torah is supposed to come down to Eretz Israel, to Am Israel, so then you're talking about thousands of souls. And it can be millions of souls, it depends on the students. So in that place, we have an obligation. When you see a situation like that of Shalom Bayit, you see a husband that disrespects his wife, that is not listening to her, what are you going to do with her? When one of my students bringing Shiduch, a woman, to my house, and we're talking, I'm telling her, look, I don't care about him more than I care about you. I have the same obligation to you like I have to him. You, I don't know, we just met now, nice to meet you, but and him that I know him for a long time, it doesn't mean that I love him more than I love you. It doesn't mean that I care about him like more than I care about you. Someone is calling to you to ask you about the shidduch. If that guy is nice, you have an obligation to him to try to help him to find his shidduch. He's your friend, wonderful. But if he's got problems, if he's got issues, you're not allowed to lie to that Bat Israel because you want to lie. You want to help your friend. You're not allowed to ruin her life because you want to help your friend to find a shidduch, a good shidduch. You're not allowed. So you have to be a man of truth and to be there for both of them in the same way. So if you see a problem in Shalom Bayit, you see a husband that disrespects his wife, you need to be there for that wife, your poor sister that needs help. You need to tell her, listen, if there's no choice, so pack your things and move out. It's not like you have a choice. So it's very complex, because a person that comes and stands in that situation, he can be bribed. He can find himself that he is without that, with not real knowledge, telling her what to do and telling him what to do. So this is why we have to pray and we have to scream to Hashem to save us from bad advice, from hearing bad advice and from giving bad advice. A person has to be a Baal Tefillah, like Rabbeinu said, that a person cannot be posek halachot if he's not a real Baal Tefillah. Because the real judgment, the real din that you should judge, that you should say, the verdict, is not written in the books. It's El Siyata Dishmaya. Because one of the witnesses can lie, or it can be that the person that came to ask you forgot a certain detail, and you still need to say the right psak. And you didn't hear all of the picture. You don't know really what happened, but you still need to say the right psak. So what are you going to do? So this is why you have to have Siyata Dishmaya in every step, in every moment of your life. You have to have Siyata Dishmaya. And to have Siyata Dishmaya, you need to scream to Hashem Yitbarach. So there's a situation like that, like we said before, that now you see a rabbi with his students. And you need to help the students. You need to be there for the students. Because the rabbi is too big. Because the rabbi is too busy. That's a situation that you need to be very careful. Even more so than we spoke before on Shalom Bayit. Because over there, okay, maximum you ruined one house. But here, with your support, that you support the student, you can ruin a whole house. If you support the rabbi, you can ruin a whole house. So that house is not a regular house. That house is the yeshiva of the rabbi. That house can be thousands of families of Am Yisrael. So you need to be very careful in every step that you make. For that you have to be a Baal Tefillah. You have to throw yourself to Hashem Yitbarach and to commit yourself to Hashem Yitbarach and to ask Hashem, what do you want me to do? Because I can choose, no problem, I can choose, but I'm not sure that I'm going to choose right. In every situation in life, we have to understand there is a big responsibility on our shoulders, and this is why Shev Al Taseh Adif, sit and don't do nothing, it's better, it's a lot better. Don't move, don't make no step. And even if that woman, she's crying in her house in the night, and even if that husband is saying, I don't care anymore, and he's breaking things in the... If you know what to do, do. If you really don't know what to do, if you're not sure what to do, don't move. Don't make no step. Let Hashem run the show. Only if you know for sure that you're a messenger of Hashem Yitbarach, that you're going to reveal the kindness of Hashem, that you're going to reveal the greatness of Hashem Yitbarach, the sensitivity, the love of Hashem Yitbarach, so then you're obligated to do. But when you don't know what Hashem wants in that situation, you're not allowed to do nothing. You're obligated to help. So how are you going to help? You can scream to Hashem. You can scream all night to Hashem, Adricheni ba'amitecha, teach me your truth. Oreni drachecha, teach me your ways. Let me understand you, Hashem. Let me know you, Hashem. There are things in this world that have been created by Hashem Yitbarach himself, and he's hiding his face from us. And he doesn't let us see. And he lets the person stand in a situation that, mamash, every step that he's going to make, he feels like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know how I should choose. And this look right for him, and that look right for him, and that look wrong for him, and that look wrong for him. And he's got things and questions. And Rabbeinu is saying, every time that you see certain dividing, any kind of machloket, you should know that they're rebuking you on your Pgama Brit, on how you defected your brain, on how your wisdom, your power of understanding is not complete. If you don't see a big picture, a complete picture, the problem is in your eyes. The problem is in your heart. The problem is in your brain. You don't see the big picture. There is a big picture. There is a perfect picture. You don't see the next step? Okay, it's a problem with your eyes. It's a problem with your heart. The only thing that we have to do is to scream to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, give me the right advice. Let me know what to do. Let me think what I should do. Let me understand. I saw Rav Shalom talking in two ways a lot of times. Talking like this and talking like that. And you ask yourself, how can it be? I saw it a lot of times. I saw in my Shalom Bayit that my wife, she's talking one time like this, one time like that. You can see it. Everyone can see it. You can see it with your father. You can see it with your friends. One time you thought you're going to do something forever. And one minute after, you understand him that he's not able to be there for you anymore. So In all of those situations, Hashem Yitbarach is pushing us toward Him. That you will never gonna count on no one. That you will always gonna connect yourself to Hashem. Ask Hashem, Hashem, what do you want from me? Hashem, what do you want from me? That's the question. Hashem, what do you want from me? When we're committing ourselves to Hashem, we're gonna find Hashem. Each and every one of us. Each and every one of us can find Hashem. And to find Hashem Yitbarach, this is something that is more precious than every success, imaginary success, that on what you ask yourself, on an apartment, on if to get married or not getting married, if she is your shidduch or not, if to have more children or not, if to work in a certain job or not, all of those are very tiny, small things. When you find Hashem, you cannot compare it. You found Hashem, you have Hashem in your life. This is something that is super great. And you can find Hashem Yitbarach only when you give up on everything else. Because it's or the Kugel or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's not two options. You cannot taste Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai when you still have a crazy desire to eat Kugel in Shabbos morning. I read yesterday on the Moharosh that his son testified on him that he came once, they went together to the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Uman. He put his left hand on the Tzion HaKadosh and for 4 hours there was no one there to talk to. 4 hours. Went somewhere, disappeared. Where is he? No one knows. He's there. Close to the Tzion, his body is there. The Neshama is somewhere else. So, what you're gonna win? What you're gonna lose? You're gonna win money, you're gonna lose money, you're gonna win shidduch, you're gonna lose shidduch. You need the blessing of Hashem Yitbarach. If you're gonna marry that wife and gonna live in that house and gonna have those children, and you will not gonna have Hashem with you, so that house is gonna leak all day long, and you're gonna have problems with the government, city hall all of the time, and neighbors. And if Hashem will not going to be in that house, so your wife is going to make you domestic problems, then you will not going to know how to deal with that monster that you brought into your house. And she can look very nice, like gremlins. Very sweet, adorable. This is it. You can bite your head off. A sweet wife, amazing wife, so kind, so sweet. You don't want to mess with her. You don't want to mess with them, crazy. And those children can be so adorable, mamash, like puppets, like mamash, so cute and mamash. And you cannot stand them. You cannot stand them. You cannot hear their voice, and you cannot be around them. And so when Hashem is not there, so Tov Hashem Lakol, you need Hashem in every situation. So why to choose? To think that you have a free choice, it's a kfira. Those are thoughts against Hashem. The faith is saying that en od milvado, that only Hashem Yitbarach is alone, ruling, controlling, leading us. Hashem Yitbarach himself and no one else. No one else. No Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev, no Baal Shem Tov, no Baal Atanya, no one. No Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all explanation for me how I should serve Hashem. No Rav Shalom Arush, no Dror Kasuto, no Yeshiva, no books, no Likute, nothing. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, every person should say, all of this world haven't been created for no other reason except of that, for me. What it means for me, that I'm going to know how to serve Hashem. So now Hashem brought rabbis into the picture, now Hashem brought righteous people into that picture, now Hashem brought amazing books into that picture, Hashem brought everything that me gonna serve Him. This is it. You need to believe in that. You need to understand that this is how Hashem, and also Hashem created that situation for each and everyone else. You need to understand that you in His life is only to help Him. This is really for Him. If you can help him, help him. If not, so don't bother him. Let him connect himself to Hashem Yitbarach. Everyone will have a channel inside of him, have a pipe, have a streaming connection of soul between him to Hashem Yitbarach. Everyone is an open source to Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. Look inside, Hashem. Wonderful. This is it. So we need to transfer the way that we think from looking outside and looking for solutions from outside, to find solution from inside, to have an inner power of eyesight, to have an inner observation, always to look inside, close your eyes, because the outside can only mislead you, only can bring you to confusions, to questions, to doubts, to questions on the tzaddi, questions on the Torah, questions on your friends, questions on your wife, questions on your children, questions on the bank, on the parnassah, on yourself you can question, oh, my legs are not functioning like they were, my body, my hands, my heart, my thoughts, something is wrong. Why are you looking? You have plans for the future, you have desires, you want to succeed, you want to live long life, it's all desires. It's all desires. Rabbeinu passed away when he was 38. Rabbeinu completed his tikkun. We're talking about Rabbeinu. You illustrate to yourself, you paint in front of yourself the oldest person ever. Mamash, the oldest person that ever lived on the globe. But he was actually only 38. This is it. So, the Zaken, old, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, Zekana Chochma. It's the one that bought wisdom. You need to look for the wisdom, and then you become to be old. You have the wisdom of an old person that's got experience in life. You can see young people that have huge life experience, and you can see a person that is old and he doesn't understand nothing in his life. He doesn't know nothing. He doesn't know how to behave. He doesn't know how to behave. He doesn't have the beginning of Derech Eretz to respect his wife. He doesn't understand nothing in faith. He doesn't believe in Hashem. Nothing he doesn't have. He doesn't have the beginning of the beginning. He's not straight. He's all crooked and bent and lying and forcing people to his will. And he can be 70, he can be 85 and be angry at everyone and cursing everyone. And today I was with my little son in a certain mall in Center One. And my kid, he put his leg on those pachei ashpa dumpsters, garbage cans that are actually also ashtrays, you know, the short ones. So my kid put the leg on it. An old person, maybe 70, 75, white beard, white hair, everything is white. He came to him, he tells him, "Are you a kid or a horse?" So I, what? What do you want for my son? So I looked at him, I tried to understand what he wants. And I saw my kid take down his leg from that garbage can. So I told him, "Are you a kid or a horse?" So I told him, "He's a kid." So he said, "So why he puts his leg on the garbage can?" So I told him, "Do you remember that you were also a kid?" So I told him, "Yes." He said, "Yes." So I told him, "What were you doing when you were a kid?" He said, "Oh, I was doing a lot of nonsense." So I told him, "You were climbing on the walls, right? On the ceilings, right?" So he laughed. He said, "Yes." So I told him, "He's a kid, he's not a horse." You forget who you are. You forget, he's a kid. No, he's not a horse. Why you came to that thought that he's a horse? Maybe. Why? He's not a horse. Everyone needs to find Hashem Yitbarach inside. We have such potential, each and every one of us inside, from inside, that we have to pray. We have to pray to reveal the missing things, to reveal the treasures that we have, the diamonds that are hidden inside of us. And without prayer, I'm sorry to disappoint you all, no one gonna answer your questions. No one can help you in the things that you need to achieve in life. The righteous people can teach you from their experience that they search and found Hashem in their life, how you're gonna search and find Hashem in your life. They cannot hand you Hashem. Oh, here is Hashem. No. It's written in a midrash. I think it's the Rabbi Mikotsky is bringing that midrash. That Borei Olam wanted to talk to Am Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu is blocking him. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to take the holy tablets and to hand them to Am Yisrael, to receive the Ten Commandments and to hand them to Am Yisrael. And Borei Olam has got a desire to talk to Am Yisrael himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu is interrupting. This is what the Rabbi Mikotsky is writing, explaining. So Bora Olam looked for an advice how to push Moshe to the side that he's gonna be able to talk to them. So he sent him down. He told him, go down. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going down, and immediately Hashem revealed on Mount Sinai, and he's saying to Am Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo elecha before Moshe is coming to interrupt. and this is how Rabbi Mikotz explains it. Because first of all, Hashem is saying to Moshe, go, give them the Torah. And then Hashem is saying, and then immediately Hashem is revealing himself on Mount Sinai, to Am Yisrael. So why? So the Rebbe is explaining, the Rebbe Mikotz explains. Bura Olam got a desire to talk to you face to face. I said it yesterday night to one of my friends, to understand, to believe in that thing that Bura Olam can talk to me face to face, it's not hard for me to understand it. It's true, we saw it only in Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, what can I do that I believe that it can happen to each and every one of us? What's the problem? It happened once already to all of Am Yisrael. It's already happened. Recall Am, Ruim et HaKolot, all of Am Yisrael saw the voices. They saw. Panim el Panim Diberim Acher. Hashem was talking to you face to face, to all of you, to all of us. I have that memory inside. You have it carved on the board of your heart. Just connect yourself to it. It can happen. What's the problem? Yesterday I went to sleep so tired at 2 or something, a little bit after 2, and I couldn't find the powers to daven Maariv. In the middle of the night, something like 4 a.m., I woke up while I'm saying Kriyat Shema. I don't know how, I don't remember the dream, the thoughts that I had while I was asleep, but Hashem woke me up to say Kriyat Shema. And I'm saying Kriyat Shema while I'm asleep, and I'm waking up, and I see that I'm in the middle of the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, I'm inside the Kriyat Shema. So it's a mercy, rachmanut of Hashem Yitbarach, that you're not going to miss Kriyat Shema. You don't have the power to say Kriyat Shema. It's okay, Hashem is with you. Hashem is with you. For me, it's funny because I know that, and I'm going to remind you that all of the time that you will stop hallucinating, that you will wake up to understand everything that is going on with me in my life belongs to each and every one of you. There is no difference between us that you're going to imagine to yourself, oh, harav, 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 it's imaginations. I'm not a rabbi. I will never going to be a rabbi. It's not my job. It's not my job. I'm not a rabbi. I'm a simple Ben Israel, Pashut, that serves Hashem Yitbarach, a Baal Tshuva, that done whatever he could do. Every opportunity that I had to sin and to violate every rule of the Torah, I made it Be'idur, whatever I could. Be'emet. And now Hashem Yitbarach is helping me, and I'm telling you, he's helping me big time. But only because that Hashem knows. This is what it's written on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Borei Olam is saying to Moshe, Lech red ki shichet amcha. Go down because your nation, they sinned. What it means, so Rabotenu taught us that all of the greatness that you received, Moshe, from me, was only for the people. But now when they sinned, so go down, you not belong here. Everything that I achieve in my Avodat Hashem, I know for sure that it's for you. It's because that I made an agreement with Hashem Yitbarach. That I'm telling everything to Am Yisrael. Everything. I'm not going to hide. It's Yetzer Hara to grow and to understand new understandings and to develop in your tshuva process and to find Hashem and to hide. You're not allowed. Rabbeinu is writing that this is the Zgula. You need to reveal it to the Am Zgula. It's honesty. It's the beginning of truth. If you still hide the stories of your Hasidut, in your Hasidut, people wrote books only in Yiddish, that people that don't speak Yiddish will not going to be able to see what's written over there in that Hasidut. By that, those secrets are not important. They're not going to be part of the Geulat Israel. They become to be useless. We don't need them anymore. You see the Ruach HaKodesh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Natan Mibresev, they were talking Yiddish. Rabbi Natan wrote Likutei Tfilot, Likutei Halachot, and Likutei Moharan. in the Lashon that we speak today, in Hebrew, in regular Lashon. It's not even the regular Lashon HaKodesh. It's not the holy language of Lashon HaKodesh. You read other books of other Hasiduyot from 200 years ago, you cannot understand what's written over there. You try, you put your effort, try. It's so hard. You need to be Talmid Chacham to understand what's written over there. You open those books, Benachat, Rabbi Natan. His pen like he bought it here in Grafus, like he bought it here in a regular pen from 2015. He's writing to you letters, and he's writing to you, my son, my friend, and he's talking to you. I love you. I need to understand. And he's talking to you in the language that you can understand him. How they done that? They were not talking like that in the streets. It wasn't their slang. It was a divine spirit that Rabbi Natan received the gift to write the words for the last generation, that people are going to understand it. And he's revealing and revealing and opening and opening. And it's our job also. I'm telling you, against all odds, against all of what the people are going to tell you, against all of the righteous people even against righteous people that are still holding back, that they want the Kedusha to stay in their hands, that they believe in themselves, we need to believe in ourselves also. Each and every one of you need to take that torch and to go and to illuminate another house and another house in Am Israel, in Beit Israel, in every neighborhood, in every city in the world. You need to light that torch of faith to tell everyone you're important. Hashem loves you. Start talking to Him. Find yourself. Find your true self. Even without the help of no one. We don't need. We have Hashem with us. And I'm talking to you from a torn heart, from a broken to pieces heart. They squished Hashem, my heart totally. Mamash, from a broken place, I'm telling you that. I'm stopping myself from crying from the beginning of the shiur. We don't have only one. Can I come to save you if you have an issue with your wife? Can I come to save you if you have an issue in the apartment? Can I help you if you have an issue with your neighbors? Can I help you if you have an issue with your panasa? Can I help you if you have issues with your spirit? Can I help you if you have issues with your children? Can I help you? So you cannot count on me. Am I coming to lie to you, to tell you, count on me, count on me, join me, let's do big things together? No! I cannot count myself. I know that I'm screwing up in my own house. I know that I'm ruining in my own house. I know it. I cannot count myself. I have only Him to count on. That He's going to save me for myself. That He's going to help me. That He's going to save me. That He's going to give me the courage, the power, the health, the siyata dishmaya, help from heaven. Without Him, I'm lost. So to tell you I know the way, I can tell you what works for me. I can tell you that Hashem Yitbarach is here. He's inside. Where? Inside of you. Not inside of me. Inside of me, for sure, I find Hashem. You cannot find Him inside of me. You need to find Him inside of you. And your wife, she needs to find Him inside of herself. And if you're going to try to teach her and to educate her and to explain her, she will never going to find Hashem. You need to let her believe in herself. You need to help her to find herself. You need to support her to find herself, to know who she is. Her job is not to be there for you. You have a job to be there for her. Her job is to be there for herself. To find herself. To understand herself. To be happy with who that she is. Not to hate herself. Not to blame herself. To understand herself. To support herself. To think who she is. What she wants to do. Each and every one of Am Israel, we need to be there for them. That they're going to illuminate from inside. And even righteous people are falling in that mistake. That they're denying their public. That they're denying their students. that they're threatening on their students, that they're forcing their students to do things against the way of Hashem, that everyone going to be Ben Chorin, going to have freedom, that everyone going to find himself from inside. So if you're wise enough, so you find it. And if you're not wise enough, so Hashem going to bring you to understand it. You need to serve Hashem. You as an individual, you have your path. You have your connection. Every Jew, everyone in this world can find Hashem from his place. Everyone. Everyone. It's a war, I know. I know. I'm pushing you to fight hard, I know. I'm obligating you to very huge understandings, I know. But if I will not gonna do that, it's because that I'm not appreciating you enough. Because like I don't believe in you that you can succeed. So I'm gonna say no, it can be too hard for them to hear. And for me it's not hard. And for me I'm able to understand it and you're not. You're not in my level. No, sorry. I'm not holding in no level. I'm sharing with you the truth that Hashem Yitbarach reveals inside of myself out of struggle, out of fight, out of pain, out of my war to find Hashem, Milchemet HaYetzer, to fight HaYetzer HaRa, to fight Yetzer HaRa that is telling you that you're worthless, that you cannot succeed, that you will never gonna make it, that it's too hard. How are you gonna make it? How are you gonna make it without Torah? How are you gonna make it without Parnassah? How are you gonna make it without your wife? How are you gonna make it without the Rav? How are you gonna make it without Yeshiva? How are you gonna make it? You don't need nothing. When Hashem wants you, Birtzot Hashem Darkei Ish, Gam Oivav, also the enemies. What David HaMelech is saying, I said it to the same friend yesterday night. David HaMelech is saying, Kol Goyim Sevavuni, all of the nations surrounding me, B'Shem Hashem, with the name of Hashem, Ki Amilam, I'm going to circumcise them. What? David, you lost your mind? Are you a lunatic? You lost your brain? What's going on with you? Say, I'm going to kill them. Say, I don't fight. What are you doing? The nations came all after you. What are you doing? Converting them. This is David. David is the point of truth. He's a laser beam. He's a point of light. And he's not changing for no one. You need to do tshuva. He's standing in front of Ishmaelim. He's standing in front of Amalekites. He's standing in front of every nation. Edomim. Everyone is standing. He tells them, you are wrong. You need to do tshuva. I'm not going to bend to you. I'm not going to bow to you. I'm not going to surrender to you. You're nothing. You not exist. You need to convert. Hashem chose us. Hashem chose me. And you're going to understand your mistake. And if you want to fight, you're fighting with Hashem. I'm not here. I'm not here to fight. Hashem ish milchama. Hashem tzevakot u'melech. He's the king. You want to fight? Fight with him. This is David HaMelech. A point of truth in the darkness of the world. And we need to be like that. To go and to circumcise all of the world. To straight the ways of faith in all of the world. To cancel all of the churches and all of the mosques and all of the worshipping idols in the world, and to go and to illuminate the world with the light of faith. The faith in Hashem, Elokei Israel, that He is the King, the God of Am Israel. He is the King. And only the Torah that He gave to Moshe, and Moshe to Yoshua, and Yoshua to Zkenim, that's the right Torah. And no other testimony and no other nonsense. Nothing. Only Torah Moshe is truth. Hashem emet. V'torato emet, and His Torah is truth. Hashem emet, and Moshe emet. And all of us were liars. You need to do tshuva. To commit yourself to Hashem. And then when you're going to cancel yourself to Hashem, Hashem is going to reveal His Torah through you. And the Torah can come from Gerim, from Bnei Gerim, from everyone. Emet me'eretz titzmach. The truth is going to grow from the ground. From the lowest places. From Bnei Amea Aratzot, Shemehem Tetzeh Torah. Children of ignorant people, from them the Torah. Which Torah? Torah Chaim. Torah of life. Torah that you can live by, that Torah. Not Torah that is breaking you to pieces and rebuking you and make you feel so low and so depressed. I haven't learned enough today. I wasn't praying in a minyan. I'm not guarding my eyes. What's going to be with me? My wife, she's breaking Shabbos. She lit the candles late. My kids, they're not saying Kriyat Shema in the time. This is Torah. It's not Torah. It's worse than hell. It's worse than hell. It's not Torah. Torah is sweet, Torah is nice. Derachei Adar Kenoam, v'chol netivotei Shalom. All of her ways are peace and pleasant and kindness. Torah of life. This is what we need to reveal to everyone, that it exists. Where it exists? In an inner peace. Peace between you to yourself, first of all. Not outside, not between the lands. Between the lands, between the people, it's a result of your inner peace. When you're going to smile because you're happy, people are going to smile to you back. But if you're all broken and frustrated, you cannot smile. You cannot be light to the nations. But when you're going to have shalom batzamav, peace in your bones, and everything going to be okay, you can go. You can talk to people. You can smile to people. I bless you all. I bless you all to find Hashem inside of yourself. Amen. Ken yirat zon. ועל ידי זה יושפע שפע רב, יושפע שפע רב בכל העולם. ועל ידי זה יושפע שפע רב, יושפע שפע רב בכל העולם. What time is it?